and get started. We're a little bit after seven. We, as Rand mentioned, day camp is on. We definitely thank so much to everybody for all of your help in gathering these scouts. We have doubled in registration at 101. This was as of Monday. So we are definitely moving forward with camp. We have 23 adults and 10 junior staff. And this is where it's really exciting. Rand said 4 weeks till camp starts, and Eileen, Ashley, and I, we're so excited because we're starting to think of activities. Ashley's been working on noontime entertainment, super excited about that. Eileen's looking into crafts. We start brainstorming on scout skills and other things, knowing that it's only 4 weeks away. We need to start thinking about supplies. We know, and I know in my pack, 1776, there are still some scouts who will be registering. The parents are still thinking through the logistics of volunteering for the week. So we know that that 101 will be going up, and it could be going up for some of your packs as well. So we wanted to get a head start on just preparing for possibly 150 youth to join us. But one area where we do need a bit more increases around the adult staff, one camp unit leader for every six scouts. And I know Ashley's been awesome with, and as well as Rand, thank you for putting together those reports to send out to the PACs. But that's where the current need is. As you can tell, this adult staff is a little bit low. And I can share experience from my PAC. I know the parents are thinking through, trying to figure out some of the logistics of when they're going to volunteer in terms of the day and how much time. And I do have some parents who are planning to volunteer, but they haven't gotten their registration in yet. So that's the other thing. Wanting to hear from all of you, how are you feeling in terms of your pack? How is it going? And do you have any questions? And Ashley and Eileen, feel free to chime in as well. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's fine. This is Jen. I'm PAC 805, and we actually have about four parents that have volunteered but aren't showing up on the list that has been sent out every week. And then there are also, I know of one child that's missing, but I think it might be because she's just being signed up as a Cub Scout, so maybe she hasn't. The registration hasn't fully gone through, but I just was curious about that because I do know that we have other adults that have volunteered that aren't showing up.
I think, Jen, you aren't the only unit. There was another one as well. And Rand, is there something we're seeing in the system where adults are registering but not showing up on the list?
Well, there are probably a couple of things. One is that maybe their registration isn't complete. But if we could have their names and your pack numbers, I can go ahead and look them up.
Yeah, if you want to email us a list, you can email me on the main email that the registration's been coming out on. But if you want to email me a list of the parents, what pack they're a part of, and maybe the name of the scout that they're associated to, we can take a look at that and see what's going on.
Well, definitely. I can do that. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Anybody else? Any comments, Ashley, Eileen?
How many scouts did we have last year? Do you know?
Was it 200, Rand?
We had exactly 200, yes.
Okay. And where were we this far out last year as far as numbers?
I don't recall the exact number, but it was probably closer to, 150
or so. So we're a little far behind from last year then.
We're a little bit far behind. I'm not sure why. But we still have a couple weeks. But again, the sooner we can get people signed up, the better off we are in terms of being able to plan all the supplies and so on. So, we just ask that every pack do their best within the next week or two at the latest to get everybody signed up. The other thing too is where you have Cub Scout youth that are signed up with parents volunteering 2, 3, 4, or 5 days, make certain that the parents then also register as well. Looking at the current list as of about 30 minutes ago, we have, a total of 99 Cub Scouts. 69 of those, it looks like, have indicated that their parent is going to volunteer, but of that 69, I only have 24 adults that have actually registered. So there clearly is a gap there. And as was discussed a little bit, I know that some people are kind of waiting a little bit, but again, don't wait very long. I start getting more gray hairs, and I think we all get a little bit more nervous when we can't get people to at least register soon.
Yeah, I mean, you ran a report for each beach pack 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think it's the last one that I received. Would it be possible to run those again and send them so I can
Yes. So what we're trying to do, I mean, the target is to try to do it Mondays and Fridays. So there will be one tomorrow.
And then I sent one out earlier.
Okay, that's fine.
And it was attached to the email for this meeting. So if you saw the email for this meeting, it was actually a PDF attached. If you didn't get that, let me know, because I've been using the same email list. So if it's dropping you off for some reason, I can double check that.
Yeah. And then,
well, it could just be that it's in my spam filter or something, but I did get this meeting. So.
Yeah. And maybe here's the other thing too. I will try to post it on the Meridian District website, the campsite as well, every Monday and Friday too. And that way you can always go there. If you happen to have missed it in your email, you can go there and see the list. A second thing too, based on some input from Asami from 815, I am now adding an additional column, on that report that indicates the Cub Scouts, but also is it a Cub Scout with a parent volunteering 2 days or 5 days or whatever, so that you as pack leaders can go, oh, you know, Johnny Scout is signed up for Cub Scout day camp with a parent volunteering 5 days, but I'm not seeing the parent here. So then you can follow up with the parent on that.
And for that, the parent and volunteer number is low. Also, the reason is the one parent could be registering 2 scouts, and it both shows, oh, this, you know, the with the 2 day volunteer for, but in it showing up that notation under 2 scouts, but that's covered by one. So it's not 1-to-1.
It's not one for one. And at the same time, you may also have several adults signing up for 2 days here and 3 days there too. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a little bit of variability.
It should still show the associated adult though on that registration. And I think you were saying, Rand, that like we're missing the associated adult registrations, right? Like for some of them, we show the scout, but there's not actually any adult registration attached.
Well, maybe I should add in one more column. That is whoever the registering adult is for that Cub Scout. I can include that too, if you want. Sometimes it's a little bit challenging to, associate the name of a scout with, somebody else. The other thing, too, and maybe this is a good forum to discuss it. I mean, we're trying to respect people's privacy as well. So when we push it out to everybody in the Meridian District, I've been using, you know, the first name of the scout. Well, to begin with, the pack number, the first name of the scout, or the first name of the scout and the last letter of, or first letter of their last name. And most recently I added the first 2 letters. I mean, I can go ahead and just put the entire first and last name if everybody's comfortable with that.
Given that this is going to registered leaders and coordinated CPCs, which are going to have that information anyways, I think that's okay, at least for my pack, because there's nothing else associated to it. Like, there's not an address or anything like that. So I would be okay with that for my pack.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see an issue with that. My only question, going back to understanding who the parents are that registered their kid, would that create confusion between if they registered to volunteer or if they're just a parent that registered their kid? Is that what you're planning to put on the form?
Yeah. Well, the registration system's a little bit complex, but what I could do is, let me think about it for a second. I could include the registration number. So usually the registration number is the same for the Cub Scout as well as the parent.
Yeah, well, because I'm just trying to understand what the purpose would be. Like, I can understand that we would want to know what child is registered to attend and what parent is registered to volunteer.
Right.
But do we need to know the parents?
Yeah, I guess for me, what I was originally asking, Rand, is if it's possible to have the field, like if there's a missing field. So it shows a Cub Scout with a 2-day adult, but then in that same registration, there was not an adult component, like adult volunteer component. So which ones are missing the adult component so that we can then reach out to those adults and say, hey, can you register, please? Since you did put a Cub Scout with 2-day, 3-day, whatever, but there's not an actual field, you know, when you update the information for the adult volunteer, if that's missing, it helps us as pack leaders be able to reach out and say, hey, adult, you said this, but you haven't put in your part yet. Can we get that in? Does that make sense?
It makes sense. The challenge is I'm not certain how to do it other than to redo the registration form and say, you know, associate the name of the Cub Scout with a parent volunteering. And then sometimes that changes. And sometimes it's, you know, maybe the mom for 2 days and then the dad for 2 days and stuff like that.
So it does say which one is an adult and which one is a child. So you could just kind of match it up that way, knowing if you could know which parent goes to which child.
Well, but even then it's not that obvious because a lot of times, especially in this district, we have different last names for the child as well as the parent. And so that's a little bit.
But at the unit level, I mean, I have all the parents' names for every kid. So if they're registered, and they're registered for my unit, then I know who they are. I know that doesn't help you, but we certainly could understand
right.
who they are.
And that's how I recognized that there were parents missing that had volunteered.
Right. I've been texting in the background with somebody else who's helping me with this or who's actually helping with all the paperwork or whatever. And we actually, there's a kid missing that we think is supposed to be registered and we don't know about a couple parents. So we're trying to get the cleanest data set for you all, for sure.
Yeah, I think the best thing here would be for us to include the registration number and then we'll leave it up to the PACs. Because I would hope that the PACs know their Cub Scouts and their parents the best. And then you can simply see whether or not that parent is has signed up for the Cub Scout that says they have a parent volunteering.
And that's what Courtney of PACs, I think it was AO5, mentioned as well. And that's what I've been doing for 1776 as well.
Yeah.
So, 809. Sorry,
so I'll go ahead and include last names and I'll include a registration number. And even that's not completely bulletproof because while it would be desirable to have the same registration number and process used for both the Cub Scout as well as the parent that's volunteering, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes the Cub Scout gets signed up and then, you know, a day or a week later, the parent will go in and start a new registration and sign up themselves. And so there will be different registration numbers too. So that can happen.
Makes sense. Any other questions or comments around registration?
Did everybody get their Cub Scout Day Camp postcard? Or more correctly, did your child get it?
Yes.
So that went out to every registered Cub Scout that we had in the Meridian District, kindergarten through fourth grade. And I'm about ready to push out an email to all the parents that I have emails for in probably within the next 24 hours to, again, remind them. But everything you can do, again, to get your parents to sign up Cub Scouts and try to get it done within the next week or so would be greatly appreciated.
Yep. And that leads to my last slide. This is just a slide on where we could use the help for the parent, for the adult leaders, now adult leaders. And so we've required around 50 adults each day to run day camp. And I think some of you may have received a text just asking if your PAC is willing to sponsor or to host a station. Since you did it last year, you all did such a great job last year, wanting to see if you would be up for doing it again this year. And this is where, in terms of the staffing per day minimum, this is where we could use the most help. Now that we have a lot of kids who'll be doing day camp, now we'll need a lot of adults to help run the stations. And Ashley, Rand, Eileen, myself, knowing that it's only 4 weeks from now, we've been starting to help out with brainstorming what kind of activities we can do. Because normally we know in the past it's been up to the unit who actually comes up with the idea of the activity and what to do. But given the time crunch that we're in right now, we are starting to look at activities beforehand. And it may just be a matter of, okay, we got these adult leaders coming in, helping to run these stations. We have possibly the activity ready to go. So this is where, again, you can use your help in terms of putting together binders or doing traffic and parking or doing the hike engineering. We're not quite sure about the pool. It may or may not be there. So we have a water activity as a backup. Archery.
And the water activity is like a full water station. Like they're not going to miss the pool. It's not something small. So we're planning something big in place of the pool if the pool doesn't work out.
Yes.
Do we know if the dunk tank is going to be open? Because my daughter really wants to get me wet.
Maybe
it's something that you would like to do. We could look into that.
Well, I'm running Scout Skills and helping with parking. So but during the lunchtime activity or whatever, you know, I'm happy to volunteer to be dunked if that's something we want to do.
That could be a fun noontime activity. Have some kind of like unit competition and who wins gets to dunk our leader.
Oh, are you signing us all up, Ashley? But anyway.
You know what? I'll do it. I will so do it.
If it's as hot as it was last year, I'm totally for it.
I'm for it too. They could get a few of us that would probably be willing to go up on the dump tape.
Okay. Okay, Mick, we got you down for Scout Skills, parking, and dunk tank aquatics, the noontime activity. I think some of you have already mentioned you're willing to help out. Oops, sorry. But I know others, I think that was maybe a month ago. So let me know let Ashley, Eileen, you can send an email to the Meridian Day Camp email. Let us know what you can help out with. Yep, Ms.
So I see that the per day staffing minimum is like a 3 or 1, mostly 1 and 2. So my question is, how long is that every day? all these stations needed, like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, or because Friday is more the half day. So we are certain activity station only runs from 4 days or 3 days. If I could know that days, that would be great, because my PAC's adult volunteers are, you know, the working parents. So they have to come up with when they can take off from work, even though they say that, okay, 2 days and 3 days. And I put the Monday, Tuesday on the registration, but then I actually, that's more like a placeholder. And they tell me that, I have to actually confirm with the work if that schedule works out. So
most of our stations are going to be Monday through Thursday. Some of these we're going to need all week. Like first aid is going to be someone hopefully we can get for all 5 days so we don't have to keep retraining somebody. Junior helper leadership, that's going to be all week because, you know, our junior helpers are going to be there. So that's why we need two deep to be able to help coordinate and assign our junior helpers to where they need to be. Archery is the tricky one because we need three Monday through Thursday. And I know that's the most. The reason we only need one for a lot of these is because the unit leaders are going to be there with their unit as well. So we don't need to assign two extra adults to that station, but most of these stations are going to be Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, if that is the case, that I want to know which one is actually 4 days or 3 days, because I remember seeing that cooking was 3 days and craft, I heard it's 4 days. So it was more, you know, we want to be specific now that the people are telling work that I'm going to take off these days.
So. Yeah, and what we can do is get the spreadsheet updated and add a column with the days that are needed for those, if that'll help, so that when you start corralling your packs to sign up for leaders, we can make sure that they know. So we'll put we'll add a column and add the days.
Yeah, it will be more realistic, and then they will be more, you know, willing to sign up and commit, you know, instead of wishy-washy, oh, I can do it, but I don't know, you know, then we never can finish confirming. So that would be great if we could know that days.
Well, generally speaking, and we'll have to confirm this, but generally speaking, we'll do a 3-day rotation among cooking, nature, and scout skills, for example. You know, and that's not a given. That's really left up to the camp staff. And I guess we need to, you know, solidify that in the next few days on that. But those most likely would be the ones that would be a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I'm sorry, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for cooking and nature hike. And what was the other one?
Scout skills.
Scout skill. Okay.
And again, these are minimum staffing. You know, the ideal would be to have a couple of parents there.
Well, and some of these we can even put the hours on. So traffic and parking might be Monday through Friday, but it's going to be hours in the morning and hours in the evening. So for parents that are working, they may be able to do traffic in the morning before work or after work during, you know, in the afternoon. So we could also for those put if it's hour specific.
Yeah.
And I believe Paul's already done that in the documents. It's on the website.
So since I'm going to be there all week, and Scout Skills is usually 3 or 4 days, depending. The other days, you can use me as a floater wherever you need to fill in.
Yeah, thanks,
awesome.
Nick.
Yeah.
We're also going to have a special slot for you called Dunk Tank, Noontime Entertainment.
That's totally fine.
No, that would be great. And thanks, Masami, for asking the question. We can look for a way to provide the extra detail.
Yeah, and some of these, like the binders, those are going to be before camp. So we do need, if you know some parents that are unable to make it at all, but they want to get – those volunteer hours in, we do need at least two binder coordinators. So if you remember last year, the person that checked the binders to make sure everything was in there, we're going to need two people this year to go through that and do it. So if you know someone who's very thorough and organized and wants to help check binders to make sure they're complete, that will be done before camp, like the weeks before. So we're looking for those as well.
Thanks, Ashley. Any questions or any concerns?
I just put a link to the day camp volunteer information that Paul developed from last year. It's up on the Meridian District Day Camp website. So you can take a look at that, but that gives more details. For example, if you're going to do parking, what hours would it entail and so on?
So Rand, on this one, does the parents need to send an email to someone, or is there a web page where they can sign up for these activities?
So they would typically, what we do is we have them coordinate with the CPC, and they can let us know during these like calls that we're having, the weekly calls. But if you get someone like before the weekly call and you want to let us know ahead of time, just email one of us or email the main Meridian, and we'll update the spreadsheet with that information. What we typically put is just a PAC number, so we know PAC 997 or whatever is handling that station this year. So
I think we can go one step further, and this is something that we did in past years, and that is to have a sign-up genius for volunteer duties. So then people can go look at it and say, okay, I was thinking about doing, say, binders, but I see that two people have already signed up for that. So that responsibility is already fulfilled. So then they can look at other things. And I think Paul has that sign-up genius, hopefully, where we can just duplicate it.
So are we planning to put that sign-up genius by early next week, Rand?
Well.
Rand, I can, if Paul's the one that owned it last year, I'll get that information from him.
Why don't you reach out to Paul and see if you can find it. And then can I share the screen right here?
Okay.
And let's see here. Okay. So this is the Meridian District Cub Scout Day Camp webpage. I had indicated here basically where the day camp volunteer information is. And then down here is actually what we had from last year, volunteer duties, sign up genius. I have taken down the link because, you know, that was for last year. As soon as we get that sign up genius active, we'll put up the link there. And then also I had mentioned that I will try to also put a list of our registration signups here as well. So if you happen to miss the Monday or Friday email that goes out to you saying these are the people signed up in your pack, you can always go here and get that as well.
Yeah, I'll reach out to Paul and get the sign up genius information, and then get that, you know, I can own getting that updated by, I would say, Sunday night. So keep an eye on your emails. And like Grant said, he could also update it on the website, but I'll also send it out from the Meridian Day Camp email, so you guys have that on hand to give out to your parents if you'd like.
Couple
or
other
to your
things
adult
too,
volunteers.
In terms of promoting the camp, there's the Cub Scout Day Camp flyer here. It's right here. You can go ahead and download it and share that with your pack. And then also I put here the video that we had. It was a promotional video that we put together to promote day camp a couple of years ago. But it's very similar. The theme changes, as you know, from year to year, but the types of activities that we do each year are more or less the same. So to give parents that haven't been, or Cub Scouts and parents that haven't been to day camp before, ideas to what it's like.
And Rand, one question from Courtney. So
yes.
She signed up for five days as a unit leader. Will that be placed on the sign-up genius? Will unit leader be a role on the sign-up genius?
Historically, we haven't put it in there. I mean, we could, but usually we know that just through the Black Pug registration system. Well, actually, I take that back. We don't. So maybe we need to do that. Yeah.
Great question, Courtney. Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions?
I have a question on the form. Is that okay?
Which form?
The adult staff form.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there is a page for the additional disclosures and a background check authorization. So that page, if the adult volunteer is already registered as a CODEN leader, then do you still need that one? Or is this background check authorization form at page 8 for the PDF?
Page 8?
Yeah. Okay. Is that separate thing or part of the... Yeah, this, I wasn't sure.
That's the page you're talking about?
Yeah. That is the page. Do we need to collect that too? Or I am the leader. So yes. I feel like background check is done, but do we still need this, fill out this page?
Yeah. This page really goes with the page before, which is
okay.
The BSA adult application, which if you go to the top here, basically, if you're currently a leader, you don't need to do that. And that
okay.
would also include that background check authorization form.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, only those parent volunteers that aren't currently registered as adult leaders would need to complete that. Anyone who, whether, you know, any registered adult leader, whether it's anyone on your leadership team or DEN leaders, they should have already done that adult application, so they should be good.
Okay. Thank you.
The other thing I'll point out is I am getting a couple parents that are going through dutifully and filling out the Cub Scout forms and their adult leader forms, and they're sending me everything, including their medical forms and their insurance forms and stuff like that. And I go, I don't need this. You know, it clearly states here that, you know, who to give it to, like the medical forms and all that go to your PAC coordinator. And so the only thing I need would be the BSA adult application and certificate. Everything else goes to your PAC coordinator.
So. Yeah, all of those forms are going to end up going into the binders that they take to camp for the units. So if you want to start collecting those forms for your PAC, if you have a CPC, if you don't yet, you might want to have someone on your leader team start collecting them if people are filling them out, because better to get it early than late. Those are going to go into the binder. So, and that will go physically to camp with your unit leaders. So it never hurts to get those forms done ahead. The only thing that won't go into the binder from that packet are the adult applications and the background check forms. And like Rand said, those go to him.
And they need to come to me because I need to get them registered right away in process.
Hey, what's going on over there?
What about the California verification that training was done?
We're asking that everybody does it, and we're kind of leaving that up to them to just, you know, basically confirm that they've done it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But that is only the adult volunteer who works with youth, correct? So if
yeah, but it's 72 hours. So if you're at day camp for 3 days, you meet that requirement.
I mean, I was thinking what I was going to say was that if the person is going to do the parking and traffic controls and binders and those that who does not work with youth.
Let me explain it. So we have two requirements. We have the BSA and Council's requirements, and then we have the State of California. And so basically anybody, any adult that's working with youth, like as a unit leader, they're working with youth in terms of a activity station at camp and so on, they must be a registered BSA leader. That's a BSA and Council requirement. Our council has made the decision that any BSA registered leader must also follow the California State AB 506 mandatory reporter requirements as well. So even though there are certain hour requirements on it, our council has said that's too difficult for everybody to track. We're just going to make it automatic that if you're a registered BSA leader, we want you to do this. So again, if they're a unit leader or working with kids, they'll need to do it. If they're doing parking or they're working on projects ahead of camp, you know, for say engineering or something like that, or doing the binder checks and stuff like that, clearly they're not working with youth. They don't need to undergo that registration or that background check. Any other questions?
Once we start putting the name for the activity station or the responsibility, then the planning stage starts, and we have to work with the camp directors and come up with the idea, get the okay, that looks sounds good as a
Not necessarily, because we're getting close to time. We actually, Cassie, Aline, and I are actually solidifying the crafts this week so that we can get the supplies ordered and that they arrive in time for camp. So whoever decides to take on crafts, they're likely going to inherit a plan already. So they just have to show up and show how to do the crafts. The only thing that was where they may want to do is more of like an organic thing, is like nature, where they may decide one day to take the kids on a hike on the two little trails that are nearby, or they may decide to stay in ground and talk about, you know, the leaves and the foliage and the vegetation and leave no trace. So that might be a little bit up to the nature leader, but there's always a fallback plan too. It's like, hey, there's these two trails. If you want to take them on the hikes, go for it and talk about leave no trace. So it's, Cassie, do you know, is cooking the only one that we haven't really planned yet? So whoever, if we have a parent who's passionate about cooking outdoors and they're like, hey, I've got some ideas, like, great, have them step up before we come up with the plan for that.
and that was also good mention, Mick, if you're gonna do Scout Skills, you know, feel free, we can work together, give us some of your ideas. We were brainstorming some ideas, but yeah, let us know what your thoughts are, and we'll get a head start on it. Yeah, we just started thinking about, I think STEM was another one we have thoughts on, but we haven't solidified yet for STEM. We got lots of ideas. But yeah, if you have an idea, let us know. Bring it to us and email the day camp email. We'd love to hear your ideas.
Yeah, we are open to all the ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And one of the things quite often we try to do is we try to tie it into the yearly theme that we have. The universe around us is the theme this year. And then also where you can tie it into the, like, the scout oath, the law, is always helpful too. So if you can try to emphasize some of the points of the scout law, for example, that, you know, friendly or clean, you know, maybe you're going, doing the hike. And so one of the things you emphasize is a scout is clean, and we're going to emphasize leave no trace and the principles behind that, because we want to leave a clean environment for everybody to enjoy. So these are some of the ways that we try to incorporate scouting principles into everything that we're doing.
Thank you guys for jumping on and for helping us be a part of it. I know this is madness, but we can do it, and the kids are going to have a great time, and we are too. Like, I wasn't sure what to expect last year when I volunteered, and I ended up having a blast. So Super excited to see everyone there. And again, if you have parents that are passionate about one of those craft station or any of the stations and they're like, yeah, I really could take that on and show some kids some stuff, like, please let us know. We are happy to have volunteers who are passionate about that. And if they're like, eh, I'll take whatever, we'll take that too.
And even if you have the parent that goes, I'm really afraid of taking on anything because I'm not sure what I'm doing, you know, that's okay. You know, as long as they're willing to try, we will bend over backwards. We have a lot of experience among all of us, and we'll work with them very closely. So we're not going to allow them to fail. We're going to work with them and, you know, try to do it in a easy way, in a fun way, and we'll get through it. The kids will have a great time, and that's why we're doing this.
Well, and I think the one thing that we all really have to remember is these are kids. So they're not, like, they don't have an idea of what perfection is, right? Like, this is what a perfect execution of the station looks like. They're expecting to go learn something and have fun with their friends. And they're excited to not have to be at school. So as long as we have fun and we're enthusiastic about it, they will be too.
Yes. And I was, Rand, I was that parent who had no idea what was going on last year. Not sure. I got made in charge of the pool, which was, what is that? Okay, I have to test out the kids. I got along fine. The kids had fun. And like Ashley said, we're really excited to be putting on a great universe around us themed day camp. And thanks so much to all of you for your help. I can't believe we doubled the registration in just a few weeks. Amazing, amazing. So thank you so much for all your help.
And we still have a little ways to go. We'd love to get it up around 150, and we're currently at roughly 100 right now. So help us out.
For the craft station, when is that the 4 days? I'm sorry, I'm so not.
Yes. Craft is four.
Monday through Thursday, and a minimum one adult volunteer needed.
Okay. At least. Yeah. I think last year we had maybe two or three adult volunteers at the craft station.
Every day?
Yeah. I remember, yeah, every day. Yeah. And then the other activity we need help with is the STEM. I think STEM is also 4 days a week as well, STEM or heart or woodwork. So that one's also 4 days a week.
And the one thing I would also stress to your parents that are nervous of volunteering, we're going to have junior helpers. Put your junior helpers to use. Like, part of them being there is to actually help. And to be honest, kids listen to other, like, older kids before they listen to us. Like, they're like, oh, you said to do that because it's safe. Yeah, right. And then this teenager says, hey, don't cut your thumb off. And they're like, oh, that's super wise. You're really cool. So put your junior helpers to use.